Ghostly Talk! We might be broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on September 7th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, Rose Pressy returns, and then later, we're talking about Dragons and Rings with Steve Mitchell. Finally, what's all the commotion about?
I don't know.
Andy and Tanya Kaiser from Xpiro Productions tells us.
That stuff doesn't make noise.
I'm driving on this road trip. Woohoo!
I've got the glow sticks.
And I'm drunk.
We are all set. Oh my gosh. Yes, we're all set for another fine ghost.
Evidently.
Bonnie's drunk. He's got the glow sticks. I'm driving. Whee! With a beer. We're
wow. Drinking. If you hit a bump and spill, I'm so kicking you.
I know. That is. If you spill.
I thought I was the only person doing this show from the road today.
Oh, no.
We're having a blast. This is amazing. September 7th already. Can you believe it?
No.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted. Where did the year go?
I could say, but I would be banned.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and say
it. We shouldn't ask them. What happens is, I'm driving tonight. I'm driving. I'm in charge of the board, the computer, the file when it...
Which
when
means we can mute Scott.
Oh, where's that button? He didn't label the mute Scott button. And
that would be every button.
If I push enough buttons, eventually it'll mute him.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, of course, is on the road. He is calling in on the Skype line. So he's like brought in the bridge like everybody else. And so he's essentially like a host and a guest. In the studio, to my right, is the bodacious Bonnie. Bonnie is in studio after several weeks off.
Good to have you back, Bonnie, by the way.
Thank you. It's good to be back. And to address it, for those that don't know why I was absent, my grandfather was ill, and he did pass away 3 Sundays ago, and I needed a little time. And the boys gave it to me very kindly. And thank you, guys.
Told everybody what was going on, Bonnie.
Yes,
thank you guys for your help and support, and thanks to everyone that sent me emails and comments and everything.
Well,
okay,
you know,
now you can go.
Like we always say, Bonnie, as far as Ghostly Talk's concerned, Doug and I have been saying this since the show started back in the day. Family always comes first, no matter what. Ghostly Talk will always come second to something like that. And that's why whenever anybody who's a part of this show has an issue, they take all the time they need. That's how I feel about it. That's how Doug feels about it. I know that's how you feel about it, too. So that's why, you know, we're happy to have you back, but, you know, you know, you take all the time you need. But it's good. It's good to see you back here again, Bonnie.
Yes, Hell it's yeah. good to be back.
It is, and yes, Bonnie, it is so good to see you in your chair.
A little more normalcy to my life is good.
You know, last week we had Keith sitting in that chair, and it just wasn't the same. Like, look at his smiling disposition.
I don't know.
It just is.
If I had to choose between who to look at, I would probably choose Bonnie over myself any day.
And I don't know, I think that's...
I don't know if that was a compliment.
I think it was. It's because you're hot.
Yeah.
And
I think it's because my chest is larger than his.
Yeah, it also has swear words on it.
Yeah, it does. Really cool.
Which is hot.
And we're moving on.
On the other hand, I have lopsided nipples.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
One is larger than the other.
Do you only have two, though?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, there we go. Sitting to my left is Keith, who came and visited us last week, of course. And
they paid me to leave.
And we he brought snacks last time, Bonnie.
Now that I'm here, no snacks?
You missed him.
Can you believe it?
Oh, you are so in trouble.
So, Scott, you're not missing anything. There's no snacks today. And Scott, of course, is on travel. I'm in the driver's seat. Can you believe it? This is going to be one bumpy, bumpy ride. Coming up, we are definitely going to talk about conferences. Because the conference season, what's it going to be? In 2 months, we're going to have what? Four conferences or four things?
No, mm-hmm. 2 weeks. You mean 2 weeks, man.
It
2 weeks.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, we've got two of them, and then next month, we've got several. So these conferences are hitting. The very next one is, it's not this upcoming next weekend, it's the weekend after, I think.
26th,
27th,
and
28th. Well, that'll be Mid-South, but before Mid-South is
Mothman
Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Whoa! And that is quite a time. I absolutely adore the Mothman Festival. We're going again. We're hosting again. And we're ordering around. We said, okay, we need a staff, you know, so we have a staff that's going to do our bidding while we're hosting. No, I'm
just... Is that me? Am I the staff?
No, I'm just kidding.
Let me get my knee pads ready.
Well, Doug, can I address one thing really quick here before we get into the other conferences?
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
This just came in this morning. I got an email from one of our dear friends, and, you know, names don't really matter, ain't a big deal. But I just want to squash any rumor there is whatsoever, whether the people in regards are listening to the show or not. I got an email from one of our dear friends this morning saying, you know, I'm just calling to verify that I was going to email to verify that you want to be part of this our conference next year. This is one of those conferences that we go to every year that we're there for sure. I mean, it's a staple of our year, right? And the gentleman who emailed us said, you know, I was told by another party that you guys were going to be going to another conference that's scheduled in Kansas City the same weekend as my conference.
I am not going to any, as far as I know, Scott, because we do the schedule.
Yeah.
The schedule's up for Bonnie, me, and you to look at.
That's why I said, I mean, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning down here where I'm at.
I've never heard of a conference in Kansas City.
Well, yeah, so I looked at the schedule just thinking, like, okay, is there something on here that I forgot I put here, which there wasn't, of course. We are not going to any Kansas City Paranormal Conference the third weekend of June. Let me just say that very clear. For some reason, I don't know if it's a rumor or what, but for some reason, told somebody that we work with, and it isn't a big deal. We're not mad. I don't think I'm not mad about it.
Kansas
personally.
City is that the Ghost Divas or the Ghost?
No, that's in February.
Who?
That's February.
That's February. Okay.
That's why I looked into that too. But they were talking about Kansas City, Missouri here.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not angry, but I wanted to just make it very clear here on the show that even if in case whoever's in, you know, whoever might be, you know, who have said something about this, I'm not saying it's anything bad, somebody's spreading bad stuff about us at all, but I just want to be very clear. We're not going – the only conference we're – okay, I'll just let the cat out of the bag. The only conference we're going to in June, the third weekend of June,
is
the Haunted America Conference.
Yeah, AGS conference.
Yeah, we're – you know, and again, not angry, but let's just get that out there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spring it on you guys, but we didn't really have any time to talk before the show.
Right.
So that's where we're at. We're not going anywhere else.
I'm a little flabbergasted, but I mean I love conferences and I, you know, I'd go to any that I'd be invited to, but
I'm flattered that you know people are in, you know, have us going to conferences that we're not planning on going to, it's very flattering.
It's flattering, but so, it's also impossible. Yeah.
I don't want to get tied up in any fights with anybody because of a miscommunication, and I'm right. and I'm following this up with the proper people to try to find out where the source of it is, so I can get in contact with this person and go, look, I don't know what's going on, but. You know, we're already booked. Sorry.
Well,
make it happen.
If,
so.
I'll tell you what, that's actually a good thing to bring up, because conferences are a staple of Ghostly Talk. I love to go to the conferences. I love to meet people, listen to their stories, tell them stories that I've had, compare ideas, take lots and lots of pictures, and then, you know, later on...
Use them to blackmail people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something about this whole conference thing is really addictive to me, and I absolutely love them. And so I support conferences. I go to them. I do everything I can to talk about them throughout the year and things like that. So if you are having a conference, right, if your ghost group... is setting up a conference, and you want folks to go to it. You want speakers, and you want guests, and you want, you know, some people to talk about it, either on their podcasts or their radio shows or their things, and you're inviting folks. The thing is, and I know this because I see Scott L. do this all the time, there really is constant communication. I mean, it's a little bit here and there at first, and then it picks up as the date, you know, comes to fruition. So what happens is it picks up further.
Piece
but there
of
is
fruition.
He's
so smart.
Well, that's actually the wrong context, but I thought I'd let it slide.
And now we just put a big bright spotlight on it.
Yes,
so.
Yes, we
continue.
It's actually the second time he's used that in the past week.
I love that word. And so what happens is that there really is constant communication and between your guests and you, and Scott right now is going through the same thing. He's talking to all the guests from who will be appearing at the Mothman Festival. And wait, I have to wiggle the mouse. One of my duties is driver.
Scott normally doesn't talk about it.
Oh.
He just does it.
I'll get better at those.
But it's much more fun to talk
it's
to.
It's called acclimation, Bonnie. Give him a break.
I'm not sure I would really talk about wiggling mice while you drive.
We'll just wait until his broadcasting skills come to fruition. Carry on, Doug.
Oh, this is
very nice.
Are you in the stream, Bonnie? Oh, yes, you are. Bummer. And...
least you were.
So, but there really is. There's a thing of constant communication. I know that the LGHS folks do it. They're in communication with their guests. They're getting everything settled and lined up and situated so that everybody knows what to do that weekend. That's part of organizing a conference. So if you're organizing a conference and you do invite folks who you hope will talk about it on their podcasts, on their radio shows, in their, you know, internet TV movies or whatever, in their blogs. You're inviting folks. You want to keep them informed, keep them up to date, and keep communicating with them. Call them, send out emails every, you know, other day or every probably once a week until the event, and then it would pick up before, like, these are the different changes, this is what's going on. Constant communication. So if you're thinking that Ghostly Talk is going to show up at a conference and you haven't communicated to us, you're going to want to start communicating. That's all I'm saying.
No, and like I said, I mean, I'm not mentioning it because I'm angry or any of us will be angry about it. It's just something that was kind of disturbing I heard today, and I'm like, I have no idea about what you're talking about, but I mean, let's find out what's going on here. Let's get everybody, let's get everybody on the same page and straighten it out. This has happened in the past to us before, Doug, if you remember.
Right.
The lack of communication, and then all of a sudden, so see you guys next weekend, and it's like, excuse me? Yeah, we got the hotel rooms booked for you and everything. What are you talking about, right? And I don't want to put people in that position if we don't have to, you know, let's just talk it over or whatever. Right. Not a big deal, but I just wanted to, you know, as far as what we, in our forum here, I want to make sure that we get it out here. So, you know, hey, we told you. Well, hey, we said it on the show, you know, we're not going there. So, you know, no problem. Well, hopefully I'll hear from these people, work it all out.
Well,
but,
the thing is, we know people in Kansas City, great people. And, you know, I don't want to let anybody down. You know, I mean, it's going to have, it's bound to happen. Any podcaster, any radio show host, anybody's going to let someone down. Because, you know, you get it in your head that, oh, this is going to be great, this is going to be great, and there's just either no time or a scheduling conflict or it just isn't working out. You know, you can't do it all. So, but I want to avoid letting down folks as much as possible. And I know Scott's in that same position.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Did anybody notice yesterday? Did you drive around yesterday at all? Did you, Bonnie, drive, like, actually get in the car and go places?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was there, like, an abnormal amount of people cutting other people off?
Yes.
That was me.
Okay. All right. I thought it might have been you.
Yep.
No,
as soon as you drive into Michigan, it happens much more frequently.
Were you flipped off in the process?
I was not.
Oh, then it wasn't me.
Oh, okay. It was somebody still learning.
Yes, because rather than give the person the opportunity to flip me off for cutting them off, I do it to them.
Oh, I see. That works out well.
I've mastered the sacred art of not only cutting people off, but on the expressway while mooning them, while I'm driving.
Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if I ever encounter that, I know who to call and yell at.
Well,
it was Scott.
Why, that was Scott. It was horrid yesterday driving around, and of course I had lots of places to go, which was insane. Well, the one thing that I noticed is, as bad as it was on the roads, for some weird reason, people were nice in person. So it's like they could cut you off.
That wasn't me, for sure.
Yeah, that was definitely not. But people could, like, actually cut you off and stuff, and then you go into whatever store, and if they're there, they'd, like, help you shop. It was the weirdest thing.
The gloves come off when people drive.
I went to this frozen custard place, right? And, of course, getting there was a challenge because there's construction and people cutting everybody off, and it was just so weird. And finally made it there, and, of course, I have a curse. You know,
yes, once you go somewhere, everyone else wants to be there.
As a matter of fact, on the way here to the Haunted Basement, or we're not the Haunted Basement City, the Haunted Warren Winery,
mm-hmm.
On the way here, I went to 7-Eleven. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, I went to this convenience store.
He went to a number store. Yeah, go.
Yeah. And there were two ladies pulling up and parking, right, in a spot, and I pulled up and parked next to them. They got out, of course, and were in the store as I was getting out. And that was it, right? When I left, there were so many cars in the parking lot that they were parking along the road, and they were parking around the side of the building, and there were no parking spots anywhere. It was like everybody wanted to be where I was.
Mm.
That's my curse. Anyway, so, of course, because I have this curse, the two cars in front of me pull into the same custard shop, right? Great. Everybody on the planet now wants custard because I thought, oh, I should have some frozen custard before I go on my diet again. Well, anyway, so I pull in, and of course it was, you know, a soccer mom and her kid, you know, just like what's her name, the new vice president
Palin.
Person, Palin, yeah.
I don't know, I try not to pay attention.
Barracuda. Sarah Barracuda, something, I don't know. Anyway, whatever her name is, she, just like her soccer mom, right, except for she wasn't. Except for, well, she was for, like, a season. Anyway, I know, I've been trying to follow it. It's really weird. It's freaky. The Republicans are going insane.
Get back to the story.
Oh, yes, soccer mom. Soccer mom and her kids, right? They go up, and they're going to get their frozen custard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other minivan full was a soccer mom and her kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to get
frozen. How do you know they were her kids?
Well, I didn't ask for a proof or anything, but I figured, well, she was in charge of them at the time,
okay,
anyway.
Go.
At least they followed her.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going to go around. They were going to partake in the, like, putt-putt golf and all the other stuff that's available at this frozen custard stand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, meanwhile, the soccer mom and her kids are standing at the thing ordering frozen custard, and they go, I would like a, you know, frozen custard cone and another frozen custard cone. And then at which time the other soccer mom stops dead in her tracks, and she goes, oh, are you ordering frozen custard cones? I have a coupon for that. it'll go to waste if you don't use it. Let me give you this coupon for your frozen custard cones. And she carefully tears
you
it out.
You do realize that no one can see your hands moving but us, right?
Everybody imagine me tearing out a coupon off of a piece of paper and then handing it to a soccer mom in line. Thank you. That sounds great. And hands it to a soccer mom in line. Here you go. Here's money off your custard cones. And I just, they didn't hug, but they could have at that point. And then the one went around to, went on their merry way, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this was I, am I no longer in Michigan? I just don't know what happened, because in Michigan you don't talk to anybody outside of your house unless you're on the cell phone talking to somebody, you know, on their cell phone, and in which case you can be anywhere. You can be at the bank, you can be at the movies, you could be on a roof, you can be anywhere outside, inside or outside of your house on your cell phone talking to people, but you don't just talk to, like, random people outside of your house because they could shoot you. And so you... You just
wow.
don't do it. And I was flabbergasted that not only did these two people interact with each other and not seem to know each other, but also one gave the other a coupon. I was floored, absolutely floored. And then we went back, and then, of course, I ordered my upside-down banana split. I ate some of it in the car because it would have, you know, melted over. Get back on the road, and everybody was cutting everybody off again.
What's an upside-down banana split?
Oh, my gosh, it's heaven in a cup.
And if it's a banana split, how would you know if it's upside-down?
Well, it's actually more like a sideways banana split, because what is, it, you know what banana split?
Welcome to Ice Cream Talk.
Three clumps of ice cream with three different toppings and whipped cream and a cherry on the top, right?
Banana split. So it would be a right side up banana split.
Well, if you take that, okay, and you take another cup.
I've derailed the
yes,
show.
Yes, that's a right side up. That's a right side up banana split. But then, okay, then if
but
you
if
take
the cherry's on top.
Well, all right, you have to remove the cherry and the whipped cream. And then you take the other content, and you put it sideways and go, and stuff it in a cup, right?
What was the cherry on top?
Throw that away. Then you take the whipped cream and put it on, and then the cherry on top. Yes, the cherry was on top, but it was actually, I guess, on a side.
I am so loving the visual aids, first of all, that we've introduced in the studio for Ice Cream Talk. And I'm so
Somebody
glad you got that out.
Well,
now I want ice cream.
Well, when you come over to
we'll see you later. Keith and I are going to Dairy Queen.
Okay, I will Scott's wiggle the mouth.
Scott going, oh my God.
But I just noticed that people were remarkably friendly yesterday, except for when they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was just insane. I really
Yeah,
did.
It wasn't me. I'm not remarkably friendly ever.
But it really, really worked out. And yes, on the way here, I did indeed suffer from my curse again, and I thought, oh, this is going to be one of them kind of days. But so far, things have gone right, because I see all of our buttons are pushed. I'm just really happy. And thank you for showing up, Keith.
Oh, your problem, not mine. I bring happiness whenever I go.
So not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend, we're going to the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, right? And then the next weekend is Mid-South, and we will be talking about the Mid-South Conference a little bit. During our 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock hour, Bonnie is bright, bright red. She looks like the envelope box that red.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Mid-South a little bit in the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock hour, like Doug said.
Yes.
Next week, also, I should mention, next week, you know, we're going to have Jeff Wamsley on the show and Keith Age, you know, both who are the head people from, you know, Jeff Wamsley from the Mothman Festival and Keith Age from the Mid-South Paranormal Convention. So we're going to be talking to both those guys next week and getting, you know, all the information and stuff like that. And it has to be said, too, that, you know, there's still time to register for these. I think we might give away some more tickets tonight. Just depends on kind of how the night goes. There's still time to register. Yeah, there's still time to register for the Mid-South Paranormal Convention. The Mothman Festival, all you have to do is just go there and get a hotel room. You know, it's free, so you don't have to register for anything for those guys. So we're looking forward to both those, obviously. It's going to be, you know, this is the time of year we're really hitting it hard, you know, for September and October. They're both going to be very busy months for us, too. We could also mention what's going on in October, too, which is, I'm just looking at my schedule as we speak.
We have the Michigan Paranormal Conference of sorts.
Yeah, Michigan Ghost. Michigan Paranormal Conference.
Spookapalooza.
And Spookapalooza, which is on Halloween night.
Mm-hmm. With the Michigan Ghost, the Michigan Paranormal Conference that's being put on by the Michigan Ghost Watchers, which is Cindy Blake's group, what we're going to be doing that night, it's like one of the first, I think this is the first time we've really ever, we'll ever be doing a whole show outside of our studio, like a full-blown production, you know, remotely done, right? And we're going to be doing the whole show from the Michigan Paranormal Conference, which is going to, you know, what we're going to do is we bring on a lot of the speakers from the conference that night, and that's going to be the weekend, that's going to be the October 19th show that we're going to be doing. So we're going to be doing the whole show from the conference there, which should be pretty cool. You'll be doing it live right there. What's that?
I was going to say, it sounds really cool, except that means that we have to wear clothes while we broadcast.
Yeah.
Broadcast, even.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah.
That's not going to be
fun. Thank God.
I shave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed
my
spot.
Initials in his chest.
You could, too.
KB, right there. so we are on at the Michigan Paranormal Conference, put on by Michigan Ghost Watchers next month. We're going to be doing, our entire show from the conference.
Kooky.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Hopefully, it's a big move for us, but we finally got ourselves
Murphy
together.
Murphy doesn't arrive that day.
No, we're not letting Murphy in.
Well, we'll have a backup plan, hopefully, in place, too. If something breaks, we'll have something to put in place of that. And, then, like you guys mentioned, Spookapalooza is going on the Halloween night, October 31st, 2008. We're going to be in Decatur, Illinois, at the Haunted Lincoln Theater there with Troy Taylor and company for Spookapalooza 2008. You can go, actually, for the Michigan Ghost Watchers Conference. Just go to ghostwatchers.org. That's their website. And for the Spookapalooza 2008 site, for the page, just go to prairieghost.com, Troy Taylor's site, and it's right on the front page there. Also, you can check all that stuff out in case you want to register for that. We'd love to see you guys there. These are big conferences towards the end of the year here, so we'd like to see you guys at any one or any of those, right, Doug?
Exactly. Of course, I don't actually have a favorite, but because they all have different feelings, different auras about them or whatever. The Mothman Festival is just like a big street fair, right?
Mm.
Incredible, incredible thing. It's a celebration. It's a remembrance. It's
a festival.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact,
good
it's
job, buddies.
It's kind of like a festival of sorts. And
that's the Mothman.
So it's got you know, the open air feel, the festival feel. Well, the I'm just gonna go to break. Yeah, you know, there's only 3 minutes left. Can we just cut it short?
evidently not.
Mid-South,
so continue.
Mid-South is much more structured, very, very well done.
It's much more structured, except for pretty much right around me. Because I'm usually the drunken goofball.
Right.
And I will take that title.
And what we want is, if you're going to Mid-South, if you're not going to Mid-South, think about going. And if you are going to Mid-South, bring your camera. And we want lots of pictures of Bonnie. We want her falling down. We want her sleeping at the table. We want her hanging off of random people as they walk by. Mm-hmm. She'll be, of course, probably at one point, if she's drunk enough, giving the t-shirts and buttons and stickers away without marking them on the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. I'll get fired for that.
Yes, you will.
I'll cause a distraction.
good.
I have a partner in crime now.
So we want lots of
I'm
pictures.
Afraid of what the distraction might be, but
well, if he can drive
don't
and
look
move
directly at it. Like, <I'm you. laughs>
Oh, I came back and we lost control.
Oh. This was actually discussed last week about the drinking thing, and I will make it clear again. Another big announcement is that I'm going to stay completely dry for the next two conferences
I
we go to.
I am not.
I am going sure to.
I have to. Ah, funny guy.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. All right.
So what? Coming up on the other side of the break here. I think we should go to break now, though.
I think we should have gone to break 20 minutes ago.
I think we beat the hell out of this bit really good. And no, coming up, actually, on the other side of the break, Rose Fressy is going to come back here and join us. We haven't had Rose on in a long time. Rose, actually, really quick, she used to be... we had her on before. She used to be part of the president or the chief editor of Unexplained Paranormal magazine. And she's moved on from that now, and she's actually working on her authoring work. She's writing books now. So, Rose, it's been a while, and we're looking forward to talking to her. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Doug, you are in the driver's seat. I'm shutting my mouth. There's all you, man.
There's like 17 buttons that I have to push in a row, so I'm just going to do my best, Scott, and forgive me, okay?
Don't push the big red button.
I like that big red button, though.
No, not that
I
one.
Really want to touch that
no,
one.
No, no, no.
Yes, after the break, or during the break, I mean, is going to be, of course, independent music.
Mm.
So I want everybody to listen to the independent music. Get your rock on.
Ghostly Talk!
Version 3.0.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Beacons of Tomorrow presents Deconstructing Fireflies, a post-apocalyptic short story by the Ghostman and Demon Hunter shows Nathan Schoonover and Christy Peterson. Bees are real, birds are not. Deer heads rot on rooftops under the blazing sun. Chickens explode. And one stricken little boy searches in unlikely places for the souls of the mechanical animals his father creates. This unsettling tale is now available in the speculative fiction anthology Beacons of Tomorrow's second collection. Buy your copy at TyrannosaurusPress.com, Amazon.com, Tower.com, and most online book retailers now. Beacons of Tomorrow's second collection. It's a vision of the future so grotesque, you won't be able to look away.
Shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? Karma Cast has answers. Check out karmakast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Listening to Ghostly Talk.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
I'm
sorry
about
that.
I'm
not sure
why. Yeah. What kind of warm fade was that, Doug?
It's not a warm... As a matter of fact, look, I'm still on 15 decibel things, and it's already off. So I'm just cutting it down. You guys, I am in the driver's seat. It's going to be a bumpy, bumpy ride today. Exactly. Everyone hang on to an O beep handle, because... not that funny.
Oh, sorry.
I can hold on to that. Rose Pressy is the former editor of Unexplained Paranormal magazine and is now following her dream of writing fiction full time. Having a fascination for all things paranormal, Rose is also a romantic at heart, just like Bonnie. So it's only natural that she combined the two. She enjoys writing quirky and fun novels. Her first novel, Me and My Ghoul Friends, will be available October 6th, 2008. With the follow-up, an additional novel slated for release next year. Also, she has a nonfiction ghost book coming next year. Busy, busy, busy writer. Don't forget www.rosepressey.com. That's RoseprSey.com. Rose, welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
Hey guys, you let me back on the show. I can't believe it.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We can't believe you came back.
Yeah, we're pretty flabbergasted and happy. Very
I'm
happy.
I'm just asking for it.
Well, yeah.
Rose, you've been so busy. I mean, you know, the magazine is either back burner or gone, because now we're doing books. This is amazing, and congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Yet I sold the magazine, and the new owner is doing great things with it. I'm not sure exactly when he'll have the first issue out, but I think it's, you know, pretty soon coming up, and it'll be, I think it's going to be a quarterly issues out. So I think he's going to do really well and have a lot of fun with it.
That sounds amazing and awesome, because I know my, you know, we're redoing our basement, and I need things to lay out and look like all official and stuff. So a quarterly magazine would be perfect for that.
So, that would be perfect.
And plus, I'd
be
learn a lot.
Be honest, you want a copy of Me and My Ghoul Friends?
Well, I do want a copy. That's what birthdays and Christmases and things are for.
That's right.
So you sold the magazine, and you're like, all right, that's it. It's going to be a success. I know that. But then you just went into authorship. I mean, you're just like, that's it. I'm going to write fiction and nonfiction. I mean, that's quite a change, but it's awesome. Congratulations. It's an amazing change. Tell us about what brought that on.
Well, you know, I had ideas always in my head. You know, I'd make up little stories, and they would just pop up, and I didn't really know what to do with them. I don't know why. It just hit me one day. I said, why am I not writing these down? Hmm. So I just decided to do it, and I had an idea for my first novel, and that one, you know, I kind of set that aside, and then Me and My Girlfriends popped into my head, so I started working on that. So, and that one's going to be out next month, and then the first one that I set aside, I'm now finishing that, and that will be out next year.
Wow.
Awesome.
That is amazing. And so first comes Me and My Girlfriends, and
yes.
Obviously, Girlfriends is a play on words. I need to know. Rose, tell me about it.
Well, where do I begin? Me and My Girlfriends is about LaRue Donovan, and she is a psychic ghost investigator. And she has all these spirits around her all the time. She can't seem to shake them, and they're there when she doesn't want them to be. So, you know, they're pretty much almost the only friends she has, because there's so many of them all the time. You know, she does have real life friends, but these spirits hang around a lot. So, and one of them happens to be Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
And he loves to give dating advice and trying to help her find a husband. So,
have you ever seen Abraham Lincoln? have you ever seen Mary Todd Lincoln? I don't know if he's the one who needs to be giving her dating advice, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, going to do, you know. There he is, and he's trying, and I don't know if it helps or not, but you can check out the book and find out.
I guess we'll find out. That's totally awesome, though. I love the premise. I like
you.
Everything about it, because the... I have no creativity, or... I do have creativity, but I just can't rein it in long enough to actually, like, do anything productive with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're too busy jumping on vans.
And I do, yes, exactly. I'm always...
frozen custard.
Yeah, and eating frozen custard.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
if you have a lot of ideas, it's hard. You know, if you want to move on to the next one before the first one's finished.
Correct.
Maybe.
Right,
it's
so
hard.
So I don't see how Me and My Girlfriends could pop out of my computer, because it just wouldn't... I just can't stay with
something.
It would
be an entirely different story.
It would. Yes, because who was... Oh, my gosh. Okay, for a ghoul friend, you know who I would have? Mae West.
I thought of that. I did. It popped in my head, and I wouldn't rule that out maybe for... another.
Oh, I hope so. That would be so incredibly awesome, because she was so quick-witted and obviously on the interesting side. Yeah, I edited.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't put... Here, I'll whisper to Bonnie what I was saying.
Ooh.
So I edited that out. Mm-hmm. I know. I didn't really have to. It's not one of the seven words or whatever. But yeah. But yeah, Mae West, an interesting character. Abraham Lincoln, also an interesting character, but in a much different way.
Right.
Both had very unique dress styles.
Yeah.
One wore a tall hat, and one wore pretty much what anything feathery and red and black. Right.
Right.
So there you go. So I couldn't do it. And then, but not only are you doing that, you're also doing a nonfiction book.
Right. The nonfiction book is with Schiffer Publishing, and that will be out next year. It's Ghosts of Alabama.
Oh.
So just goes throughout the state of Alabama.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, and to do research, you're going out and ghost hunting?
Yes, yes.
I want to go.
There's one location that I'm going to be going to, and hopefully that's something I'll, well, I hope not too bad, but hopefully I'll get something to happen while I'm there.
Oh, that is too cool. Speaking of Alabama, that's, it sounds like it's near Mississippi and things like that. I'm trying to picture a map of the United States in my head. It's not working very well. But is that like a hurricane area kind of thing, the southern Alabama, or no?
Yeah, actually there in the Gulf, it's a little area, Gulf Shores, between Mississippi and Florida. So yeah, they definitely, I think they had a hurricane that was pretty bad. A few years ago, Hurricane Ivan.
Well, there is, it's again hurricane season. I was down there, I was in Louisiana, actually, 2 weeks ago, or was it last week? I don't know, it all sort of is a blur.
Last weekend,
and we got evacuated. So, I'm hoping that southern Alabama stays safe. No, it sounds like there's a wind, Rose. It sounds like there's a wind going. But it's, I hope that southern Alabama stays safe and everything. So is there any lore about the Gulf Coast of Alabama, or is there?
Actually, yes. There's a couple of stories that will be. One is Gulf Shores, area like Orange Beach, mm-hmm. which is, you know, basically Gulf Shores. They're both there together. And, of course, there's Fort Morgan, which is basically Gulf Shores also. They're, those areas are right there together and grouped together. So a lot of Civil War activity there at Fort Morgan, you know, spirits, dark shadows and whispers and things like that. So a lot of activity going on there.
See, that's incredible. But of course the water part of Alabama is not, or the, you know, on the Gulf part, is not like the bulk, because Alabama, I think, is a very tall state, and so most of it is not on the Gulf. And like you said, is it plantations and things like that, like when I think of the South, or is it, what kind of ghost lore from the main part of Alabama would there be?
There's a couple of plantations, yeah. You know, you get the whole Civil War image that pops into your head with the soldiers and things like that, a lot of that. But there's one that I wish I could tell you guys, and I know I'm being vague and mysterious maybe.
Oh, we love Rose, we love teasers. We love teasers.
This
tease
is a teaser.
Us with a nibble.
I don't want to tell this until the book is out, because this location denies that there's any type of activity going on. They want to be on record saying that nothing goes on there, but I have stories and witnesses that say that there are things that happen. So it's pretty spooky and kind of strange.
Oh, man. And I think we've all run into that, though, where the people don't want to, you know, like, admit or whatever that it's ghostly. They want to be proper and prim and everything, but then, of course, they turn at night, they turn the lights out and things are flying around, so they can't help it.
Yeah,
even if you don't acknowledge them, the ghosts are there.
You know, when I called, I said, you know, I'm Rose Pressey, I'm writing a book, I want to speak to you, you know, someone about the ghost stories, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, the lady says, oh, sure, yes, I'll let you speak with someone. And when the other person gets on the line, no, I'm sorry, this, you know, there's no haunting, there's nothing going on, goodbye, click.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. That's... And actually, there was another, a different location where I spoke with the sheriff, and he, you know, relayed his story, and he said, oh, well, such and such has a great story, would you like to speak with her, transfer the call? I said, yes, yes, I want to talk to her. So when she got on the line, she says, no, I have never seen a ghost. I have no idea what he's talking about.
You've run into that a couple times. Is Alabama, is that like, because I notice, at least around here in the Midwest, that ghosts seem to be like catching on or what have
everywhere.
You. I mean, there are certain places that are still, you know, iffy and, you know, like taboo. But for the most part, there's people who actually are embracing the fact that they think they have a ghost and they're talking about it more, and it's becoming more and more known. Is it different in the South in Alabama? Are people still very guarded?
I'm not sure. It's kind of strange because I was always under the assumption that in the South, you know, we tell the stories, you know, ghost stories, and it's just part of everyday life. Everybody has a ghost story to tell. So I'm not sure why that I've, you know, run into a few people that have been hesitant to tell me anything. I was shocked, actually, a little surprised by that. What are you going to do? You can't force them to, so...
Well, that's true. It's so interesting, though, because when I was in, and obviously I wasn't in Alabama, but I was in Louisiana, and I found everybody to be very open and easy to talk to and friendly, and just, it was amazing. It was everything that you've ever thought about, you know, when you hear about Southern hospitality and more. And I can just imagine sitting on a porch with a sweet tea and just talking about ghosts. And if Bonnie's showing us her sweet tea right now, she loves it. But she can go up to the store and get a sweet tea in the North now.
Sweet tea, right?
It's excellent.
She loves it. So, but everybody was so easy to talk to and forthcoming and friendly. And, I mean, it really fit the characterization that I had of people from the South, everything that you've learned.
Southern hospitality.
It was exactly Southern hospitality. So you would think that that would carry over into ghost legends and things, and evidently it does to an extent.
Yes, I don't know whether their experience was so overwhelming that they just want to, you know, maybe block it out of their head, or if they just don't want to, you know, be in a book. But there's many names that were changed for the book, so... maybe they didn't trust me to do that.
That could be. It is hard to you know, because you don't know what happens once you're done with the interview. You have no clue until you get the book, and anything could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, and if you go by our daily lives, you know, we get the news, and the news, everybody always comes back and says, I was misquoted, or I, you know, that was taken out of context, and blah, blah, blah. And so you don't want that to happen with your, you know, with your story about your house or business or whatever. So, I kind of understand that. So it's a collection of ghost stories from around Alabama. And then, of course, you're working on an additional, the follow-up. Is this going to be a follow-up of Me and My Ghoul Friends, the second?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That is awesome.
The title is Ghoul's Night Out.
Oh, I love it. Another series of books for me to get addicted to.
Yes.
Great.
It actually sounds like the name we should have a party for. I mean, we really should.
Right.
I mean, it Ghoul's Night Out sounds like everyone's just like converge on my house and have a big party.
Okay. When does that come out?
Bonnie's in.
And margaritas involved.
Of course.
Yeah.
And lots of Indiana wine.
And lots of wine from Indiana. And that comes out next year, right?
Yes, right. I don't have an exact date yet, but I'm thinking, you know, summer, late summer maybe, something like that.
Excellent. And then of course, when you write your books and you publish them, are they going to be on like Amazon, or do we go to rosepressy.com to get them?
You can go to rosepressy.com. You can go to Amazon or Miracle Press.
Oh,
that's the name of the publisher. And also, you know, any bookstore, you can go into any local bookstore if you know, and they can order the book for you if they don't have it on the shelf. But maybe they'll be nice enough to carry it in the store. But they can definitely order it for you.
Well, you know, with this kind of book, they'll be more likely to carry it in the store around this time of year, you know, next year when it comes out, you know.
Exactly.
Because it's the time of year kind of thing when people start to think about the veil between the worlds, and Halloween is coming up, and of course all the cable channels start to carry all that kind of haunted America stuff all over the place. So, So right. Probably around next time this year, you're going to see a spike them carrying it on the shelves. And I don't blame you. You know, I don't blame them. It's exactly the right time and the right kind of book. I really dig it.
Thank you very much. And I'm working on other projects that will hopefully find a publisher in the near future. And, I'm sticking with the paranormal, but I'm not, exclusively doing ghosts. But the next one is werewolves. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it's also comedy. And, I don't know if anyone ever thinks of me as being funny, but it just kind of comes out when I write. I don't know, maybe that's the only time it comes out, or maybe it's not even funny at all. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I think you set it up right. I mean, Abe Lincoln's giving dating advice.
Oh, I will read it.
Yes, I will read that too. You can bet on that because it sounds awesome.
Right. Well, I just thought it was going to be hilarious to have Abe Lincoln giving advice, and like you said, his wardrobe. She has issues with the hat because he's constantly sitting in the back seat of her car. And she can't see out of the rearview mirror.
That is totally.
But you have to lose the hat, or I can't see.
It sounds so totally awesome. I can't even believe it. And so, the website is www.rosepressy.com. rosepressy.com.
Yes.
That's where all your announcements and stuff happen, right? That's where you're going to be putting. Ooh, this book is out. You can click here.
Anything and everything. I have a blog where I just talk about nonsense some of the time, whatever is on my mind. So if anyone wants to see what I'm rambling about, they can check that out. There's a link on my website, and there's also a trailer for the book.
Video. Well, it sounds like it's nighttime right now because I what that is Scott is on the line, and when he unmutes his mic, it sounds like a million crickets chirping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, does Scott have a question for Rose or a comment for to talk?
No, I'm actually just enjoying the show here.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the show, Scott.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I had to step away and deal with. Well, we talked about the first half an hour of the show about the conferences and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About that conference that we didn't know we were supposed to be going to. Mm-hmm. I actually was handling that. It popped up again while we were doing the show here, and I actually was on the phone with somebody really quick to handle it. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to, slack in the middle of the show. But the call came in. I'm like, well, I got to handle this.
It's okay. You're on vacation.
No, it's not like I love you, Rose, so don't take offense to that either.
No, that's all right.
But I think Doug and Bonnie handle everything just fine, so. I'm actually very good. What was that, Rose?
I think you guys are, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'd rather listen to you talk, Rose, please.
Yes, you said, Rose, speaking of conferences.
Right, you guys are going to be in Louisville this month for the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, and I'll be there. So look out. Mm-hmm. I'll be looking for you.
I'm going to bug you to death about the book, right?
Oh, okay.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Well, I won't tell you the ending, so don't ask.
I know. She's as mysterious as that J.K. Rowling lady. Can't believe it. Oh, bless you, Bonnie. And we don't even have sneeze buttons here. You guys, I have to say there's less than a minute left before we have to go to break. But we're going to use it up blessing Bonnie. Rose, I have to say thank you so much for coming on, and we will see you. That's in 2 weeks, Rose.
Three weeks.
Coming up quick, yes.
So 3 weeks, that's amazing. And your website, again, of course, is www.rosepressy, rosepressey.com. That'll be permanently linked up at ghostlytalk.com. You're very, very, very busy lady, and so we'll let you get back to writing because you've got a nonfiction book and another fiction book to write, and you still have somehow go to Louisville with us. So I don't know how you're going to do it, but I can't wait to meet you.
Well, I can't wait to see you all. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hang on the line, though. Don't hang up on us. We'll let you go when we go to break. But I have to say thank you so much. Everybody, coming up is, of course,
Steve Mitchell
from Dragons and Dragons.com.
Yeah, we're calling the UK. Steve is in the UK. So we're going to be talking to Steve Mitchell here for the next hour about all kinds of wild stuff, guys. It's going to be a really good, crazy hour.
I think you just made Bonnie very, very happy. The UK, you say? Oh, there might be an accent going on.
You may not hear much from me for the next hour.
She'll just be there. You guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug. Scott L's on the line somewhere.
And I'm holding the microphone.
Sorry, I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
And of course,
I'm not here.
Is not here. We'll be right back with DragonsAndRings.com, Steve Mitchell.
For more info, visit GhostlyTalk.com.